You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're all great.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:30pm with Darren Owen, Ross Briley and Rory Delaghi in the studio, jumping from Ludlow and Musselburgh to look forward to alongside All Weather Racing on the Fibre Sand at Southwell. That's the afternoon lineup, and in the evening we have Wolverhampton as well, All Weather Racing on their Tapita surface. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Gary Capewell. Happy New Year to you, Gary.
And to you, Mark, and same to everybody listening. You well?
I am, I'm very well, thank you.
Look like you've had a good festive period.
Oh, that old chestnut. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, I don't think you've been having many chestnuts looking at that. No, still.
A few too many beers, perhaps.
Pot kettle, don't worry.
It's all well and good. Good racing over Christmas as well, Gary.
Fantastic, yeah.
We'll obviously have a look back at some of that before we get stuck into Wednesday's action. Mm-hmm. Big story, or the big race over Christmas, is always the King George. Mm-hmm. Won by Mike Bight in decent enough fashion. Favourite for the Gold Cup now. Rightfully so, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think he has to be, particularly, you know, considering what happened with the horse, you know, his main market rival on the day, Bristol Demai. He just couldn't go the gallop with him, could he? Obviously, the ground was a little bit quicker than when he won so impressively at Haydock, Bristol Demai. But I know he's young enough and he's still improving, but the fact remains his best two performances have come at that track on bottomless ground.
Yeah.
Sizing John, there's got to be a bit of doubt with regards to what with him after what happened at Leopardstown. Obviously, he's the defending champion. He's been there and done it before. But you'd be a little bit concerned with him after what happened at Leopardstown. And I've not read the full reports, but obviously there's the... I think they're going to... I mean, there's a few of Jesse Harrington's horses who ran a little bit poorly over the festive period, I thought, as well. So it'll be interesting to see what comes to light after those reports with regards to what happened to him. Road to Respect, obviously, of course, won the race in which Sizing John poured up. He won BB to 66 to one shot by a length and a quarter. I was impressed with how he jumped and he went through the race. He's only six. That's the good thing with him. A little bit like Sizing John last year. He's got any amount of improvement to come. We had a bit of a chat. There's three horses that I still think have got a little bit of value induced in their price. I think Mike Bide is the horse to beat. I just don't think there's any value in his price at the moment. He's going to be 7-2 come the day, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, there's a chance he might go a little bit shorter, but he's definitely going to be there on the day then. So that takes out that. The three that I think there's a little bit of juice in the price at the moment are Coney Island, who won at Ascot over the or just before Christmas. He finished checking behind our Duke in a grade one over the festive period at Leopardstown last time out, and he hadn't been seen since that day when winning at Ascot in a graduation chase. I think it was on the Saturday of their two-day meeting. Couldn't have done it any more impressively. He beat a Paul Nicholls horse. He was fully entitled to do so, but it was more the manner of the way that he went through the race. I think you should imagine he will be heading to the Champions Weekend in Ireland now next. The forgotten horse for me in the race is a horse who was placed in the race last year, and a horse who's still young enough, again, to think there might be a bit of improvement still with him. Native River, who obviously hasn't been seen for quite some time. I believe he's going to run in the Cotswold Chase. It's easy to forget that during the festival last year, a lot of Colin Tizard's horses weren't themselves. They didn't run up to form. And he still was placed, and I don't think quite enough use was made of him. That said, obviously there's going to be plenty of horses wanting to force the pace, but still think there's a bit of value in his price. And the other one, and I did mention this when we did a little bit of a podcast about it the other day, his top price with us is Black Lion, who's obviously a former RSA Chase winner. He wasn't beaten far behind Bristol Demai in the Charlie Hall, yet he's doubled the price. And obviously he absolutely bolted up in the Beach Chase the other day. Nice that we were talking about this. His handicap mark, he went up £2, I think it was, for that second behind Bristol Demi. So no wonder he went on such a short price in the Beecher Chase.
I think he was actually dropped £2 after that run.
I thought it was put up £2, but I'll have to check that back. But anyway, either way, he's 40-1. The Gold Cup is often used. I mean, Hedgehunter ran in the Gold Cup before he won the National, and whether he did the year he won it or not, I'm not just sure, but he was certainly placed in a Gold Cup before, as well, anyway. They're probably going to go down that route. I know the National is the ultimate aim for him, but I think that this kind of race, which, let's face it, often goes to a horse who stays well. He definitely does that, and he's the one that for me is currently the best value at 40-1. Okay, he's not guaranteed to go there, but I think Connections, I think they'll have to lean that way with him.
Okay,
because you have to have a prep for the National.
Yeah,
and with there being a little bit extra now between the Gold Cup and the Grand National, I should imagine hopefully he'll head to Prestbury Park.
Couple of a few to consider then from Gary for the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Mike Bite, the 7-2 favourite on the back of the festive period. Sizing John, 7-1. They're going to do more blood tests to see if they can figure out why he ran so poorly. 10-1 for Coney Island and Road to Respect. 12-1 Native River and Thistle Crack. 14's Our Duke and 20's or bigger for the remainder. There's also been a little bit of move in the Champion Hurdle market on the back of the festive period. Bouvardaire, the 8-13 favourite there. But Forheen, very disappointing over Christmas. A bit of support on the back of Rich Ritchie's comments that they're just going to crack on with him and still all systems go for Cheltenham, and he's 5-1 second in the market.
Is he going to run before?
You think
they plan to run him in the Irish Champion?
Yeah, they'll try and get another run into him, wouldn't you think?
So. Yeah. Well,
if he runs again and wins impressively,
he won't be that price.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Bouvardaire obviously won very impressively at Kempton, didn't know more than we expected. York Hill, who knows if he's going to turn up in the race? Applejade's got other targets. So we're led to believe anyway. The horse who I thought was value a few weeks ago, certainly isn't now, is Melon, who absolutely tanked his way through the International at Cheltenham. They went no gallop. He's only had, I think, 5 or 6 career starts still. And he wasn't beaten far. Okay, he was beaten by My Turn to Yours, the new one. But the other, that was on the different track to which the Champion Hurdle will be run on. And out and out fast gallop will be tailor-made for him. It'll get him to settle a bit better, which I think will help. But there's no value in his price now at 6-1, so to be honest, I'm struggling to find any sort of value in the Champion Hurdle market currently. If there is any, it'll probably be that 5-1 about Forheen, but obviously with his well-being a slight doubt, you'd be waiting until he was due to line up again and then sort of travelling well during the race and then mid-race back in.
Obviously, it's a little bit all up in the air with the Champion Hurdle. The only horse to really have rock solid credentials.
He's the favourite. Yeah, and he's 8-13. Yeah. So,
anything else stand out to you over Christmas and the New Year that you think gives us a big clue towards Cheltenham?
Well, the Champion Chase market is just wide open after what happened, isn't it? With Min and Simply, Min was not at his best. That is for sure. LTO, we haven't seen Politolog won well enough at Kempton, and it's probably sort of the main danger at this stage to LTO. Fox Norton ran with credit in the King George. York Hill again, where's he going to turn up?
Yeah.
The fact that Great Field is only 10-1 probably tells me that, yeah, I don't think there's anything coming springy out of the woodwork from anywhere. If I was going to back anything for the race at this stage, it'd be Min.
Yeah, might be between Min and Politolog. Given Paul Nichols' superb record in the race.
Yeah.
And he's gone the similar path, and
very
really
true.
Know about LTO,
yeah,
do we?
No, that's true.
Whether he's going to be fit or not. Anyway, let's leave that there. Let's move on to action a little bit closer to hand. We've got plenty of racing coming up on Wednesday, given the rather inclement weather that we're suffering at the moment. Gary's got a couple of all-weather races for us. So we'll start in the earliest of them. It's the 210 at Southwell. This is a Class 5 handicap over 5 furlongs. Just the 4 runners here, Gary. So not the most competitive of fields, and I suppose a lot of people will be looking to get stuck into Jack the Truth, who got off the market the third time of asking last time.
I was impressed with this horse the last day, just over a fortnight ago, when he made all the running here over 6 furlongs. But he had that race won from a good way out, to be perfectly honest. I don't think stepping back down in trip to 5 is going to be any issue. The fact that he handled the surface was pretty good. Rocking Rudolph's a previous course and distance winner. Finished 8th the other day at Wolverhampton. The visors on her for the first time. She would have made more appeal sort of Christmas Eve or the 23rd of December, I suppose. Culloden won quite a few times, actually, last year. The last of those victories coming in the summer at Musselburgh, was well beaten at Lingfield the other day. Koish Badar won here, made all just under a fortnight ago. This is a better race, though. Okay, taking on a better standard of horse. Went up £5 for that. They're claiming that off with William Cox taking the ride, but I still think Jack the Truth's going to take a good bit of beating in this race. Probably nap material for the day, really. George Scott's made a good start to his training career, and Jack the Truth, I think, will be very difficult to beat and should follow up that victory of a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, Jack the Truth, the pick for Gary then in the 2:10 at Southwell, and the other race we look at is the race directly after that on the card, the 2:40 at Southwell, which is a class 4 handicap over 7 furlongs. Phil is 7 set to go to post for this run. Gary, I suppose we could start with the Great Wall, who arrives here with a penalty to defy after getting off the mark here at Southwell. Last time won by 19 lengths in a maiden. You don't see many horses do that on the flat.
No, albeit I suppose if they're going to do it somewhere, Southwell would probably be the ideal track to try it, but this horse is just bred for this type of surface. A Bernardini gelding out of an Unbridled Song mare. He was so impressive on his first run for this yard, as you point out. Okay, it was only a maiden, probably not a strong one. Only got a £6 penalty to carry. The handicap is going to muller him when he gets a chance to. Better race, much better race, actually, to be fair. Captain Lars likes it here. He's a previous course winner. Won a couple of times, or almost three times, in fact, last year, including over this trap, but over a slightly shorter distance back in December. Finished fifth here the other day over 5 furlongs, so you know, pretty versatile with regards to trip. Back down to back up to 6 furlongs won't be an issue. Lady Perignon for Andrew Bourdin. Don't have too many runners here at the track. Does well with the ones that he does run here. A winner at Epsom back in the autumn, fourth at Linkfield when last seen. Interesting to see how this one gets on this. As I say, the yard have a pretty shrewd, decent record when they send horses to this track. The other thing to consider for me, A Bold Spirit, who won here back in December, finished second here over this course and distance the other day. And Zaim, who won a seller here the other day, had been running okay in handicap company prior to that. At least he proved his well-being last time out. Just needs to back that run up. Not a bad little race, actually. It's a decent prize, but Mick Appleby places his horses so well. He's probably had this sort of race mapped out for the Great Wall even before that made in victory, because obviously, you know, this is the he gets a chance to run in this race. I think his new mark will kick in Saturday, won't it? So I think it will. Yeah, I think it will do anyway. He's very much the one to be disappointed if he can't repeat last week's success.
The Great Wall and the pick for Gary there in that 2:40 to go along with Jack the Truth in the 2:10. Thank you very much, Gary.
Pleasure.
Good luck and enjoy it on Wednesday.
Will do.
There you go, the thoughts of Gary Capewell on Wednesday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:30 PM. Darren Owen, Ross Briley and Rory DeLaghi, the team in the studio for Ludlow, Musselburgh and Southwell in the afternoon, and Wolverhampton during the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.